The main thing is what we are doing right now. So this online meeting, I mean, I knew Skype, and it was only Skype that I knew before the COVID epidemic, I think. But I used it really from time to time, only when we really had to talk with someone who lived in France. It was for recruitment mainly, for the job. But since March last year, I discovered that there are many different tools which can be used for online meetings, and it's become something natural for me, because at the beginning it was strange. I know it was always, do I look well? Do I have my hair done? Maybe I should make up or something. And I didn't think about the main goal of this meeting. It was mainly about the appearance and how to behave, because it's like acting in front of the camera, however. But now it's something natural, and I use it mostly for job, but we discovered many different tools, and we learn how to record meetings, how to stream them. So those are some abilities which are really useful in contemporary world, and probably without this pandemic, I would never try to touch it and to use it. For me, the most positive thing is that I decided to adopt a dog. So I got a dog last year, and I'm very happy about it, because I think that without this lockdown, I would never try, because it's, you know how it is. You always think, I don't have enough time, because a new dog, you have to really have a lot of time to dedicate to him so that he could get used to you. It's also very positive about taking a dog at the lockdown period was that when I took it, we weren't allowed to go outside. But with a dog, it was possible. So I could really walk an hour, 2 hours per day, and nobody could stop me. So this was great.
We did something really interesting. That was actually my wife's idea. About a month ago, where we were in a lockdown, we organized an event which was outdoors. It was in the center of the city, and we danced traditional Bulgarian line dancing. So normally you hold hands with people and you go in a circle and you do the same step, which is like a traditional music. Because now we have to keep distance, right? Especially with people that are not from your household. So we made a rope with markings 6 feet apart. And we were holding the rope and doing that super long dance. And there was a street musician at the meeting location that we decided to meet. We were not prepared with music, so we're about to play with our phone. But then at the exact same location, there was a street musician playing that specific type of music. We got around 15 people gathered, and even some strangers joined. We extended the rope. That's just an example of how me and my wife are trying to bring fun despite the circumstances.
I found myself stuck here in the countryside, so I had the opportunity to walk into nature, and it was also really nice, especially during these hard times where you are constantly filled with negative news. It was really nice to connect with nature and walk around. And yeah, I read more books because I had more time to read books. And yeah, reflect on what I usually took for granted during these times. And I discovered myself to be also an online tutor. And I never thought that I could work online and create an online job for me. So that was a surprise for me, because this COVID situation pushed me to find something online. I thought that wasn't my cup of tea, but then it turned out to be really interesting.
Well, honestly, we are the lucky bastards. We don't lose money. We don't work, so we have our pension coming in. We have all the time. We can walk. We have everything we need.
Yeah.
I have a lovely wife. That means we are very happy together and we spend our time together. We read more. We look a bit more at television. One or two glasses more sometimes. It's always fun. It's always nice. And she makes good food. And for us personally, the only thing that is hard is the contact with your friends and family. But we live day by day and say, okay, we can't do it now. Later it will come back. We try to be very happy with what we have. What I've done, and I think it was 50 or 60 years ago I've done it, is we made the jigsaw puzzle. Yeah, that's something really I never did for very, very long time. With the children, yes, but not... you do whatever you like, and if you do it together, we play games together, and we made a jigsaw puzzle, and we read, and we try to do some things that are just time passing.